Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 32nd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, I have to ask you, I've been going through it, and I wonder if you have some post-vacation blues this week?
Yeah, it's very hard to get back into the swing of things, especially when my kids are on vacation, my wife is out of school for the summer. So yeah, it's tough to start moving again.
Yeah, I get that too. And of course, I was on vacation with my kids, but then they separate from me, so I have that to deal with too. You've got kids underfoot, and I've got kids nowhere near me, so both have their pleasant aspects and issues too, right? There's plenty of news to talk about this week. Things are getting chaotic, I would say, at Tesla Motors, where top executives are leaving left and right. We'll have details for you on that. As it undergoes reorganization, Stellantis has pulled the plug on an alternative fuel venture. We'll tell you all about that about face coming up. General Motors is switching things up big time in one of its most important production facilities, and we'll tell you what's going on there. And we'll give you the details on our America on the Road Made in America tour that's going on right now, so stick around for that. It's kind of a new thing we're doing, or a different thing. A lot to talk about this week. Is there a story you find most interesting, Chris?
Oh, well, it's always fun to talk about Tesla, isn't it? I'm interested in the Stellantis story, I think. I'll go with that.
Yeah, there's a lot to chew on there, actually. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your home and auto insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury. So imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/autoinsurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one corner of the country. I live at the other. We've both been reviewing and writing about cars for years, and each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, and how you can save some money on your car. What's your test car this week, Chris?
I drove the 2025 Hyundai Kona all-wheel drive. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yeah, I've got an interesting vehicle. It's kind of similar. My test vehicle this week is a 2025 Volvo EX30. A small electric crossover. We have a terrific guest. Johnny Grunwald is a auto builder and Pennzoil spokesperson, kind of an influencer, so we'll be talking with him, a very interesting car guy. I'm sure you'll enjoy that interview. And so stick around with us for all of that. We will have tons of show when we come back right here on America on the Road. Thanks for being with us.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss? Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code BILL for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code BILL. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BILL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
The Columbia Interchange system was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nierad back with you. It is news time here on America on the Road. I can't believe it. We're at the end of July already. It's kind of crazy, but it's also kind of crazy what's going on at Tesla. It seems like Tesla execs are either bailing or being fired, and a lot of disarray there. Their top North American sales executive is now out. The timing couldn't be more telling. Troy Jones, he led Tesla's sales, service, and delivery operations across the U.S. and Canada for a long, long time. 15 years with the company. He has recently left. And, you know, Tesla's facing big problems, declining sales, internal turnover that we're going to talk a little bit more about. And, you know, there's just a lot going on there, right, Chris?
Yeah, a couple of these people that have taken off have said, you know, hey, this has nothing to do with Elon Musk. It has nothing to do with politics. It's all personal reasons. But it's really hard to not tie the two together, right? I mean, as you say, the Cybertruck, the news came out this morning, it's having a terrible quarter. It's selling, you know, awfully, and they're having some other issues. So, I mean, it certainly seems like everything is related here.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Omid Afshar, I love saying that name, was a longtime Elon Musk confidant, head of North American and European operations. He was dismissed. In the wake of slumping sales, the human resources director, Jenna Ferraro, was let go about the same time, or left about the same time. And then we have already reported on the head of robotics, who was left, Milan Kovac. So, you know, trouble at Tesla. Second quarter deliveries were down 13%. European sales are down maybe 40% year over year. And I can't believe that Trump's involvement in the Musk's involvement in the Trump administration had anything to do with the drop in sales in Europe. What's your take on that?
Well, I don't know, Jack. I mean, you've seen plenty of protests with swastikas and all sorts of other things coming out of Germany and other places. So I think some buyers definitely do make that connection. But the unfortunate thing for Tesla with these executives departing is that that's going to kind of compound their problem, right? They're going to lose some of their brain power and not be able to come back out of this in the future. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see where they go from here.
Yeah, they finally have refreshed many of their models. I mean, we've been saying this for years, that you can't just continue to sell the same thing. You have to at least give the consumer a reason to buy the new one versus keeping the old one. And they haven't been doing that, but maybe they've figured that out at this point. A lot going on there. Well, this is an interesting one. This is a head-scratcher to me. Stellantis is pulling the plug on hydrogen. The automaker has announced it will stop funding Symbio, which is the hydrogen fuel cell joint venture with Michelin and Forvio, that it just joined 2 years ago. It acquired the 33% stake in the firm just 2 years ago. I think, especially for big trucks, for commercial vehicles and over-the-road trucks, there's kind of no other solution beyond just sticking with diesel. Certainly, electric battery electric doesn't work for an over-the-road truck. I'm kind of amazed by this.
Yeah, I agree with you on that point. I'll be honest, I didn't actually even know that Stellantis was invested in hydrogen until the story came out. So it's not something that they were touting or shouting from the rooftops. But it really isn't all that surprising to hear this, given, you know, the issues that they've had. Story came out yesterday that the Dodge Hornet isn't selling so well, so they're pausing production there. They've got some other issues they're trying to work through. So I think consolidating their efforts is probably a smart move.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, Symbio now has a very uncertain future. Stellantis was 80% of its business. I think hydrogen-powered commercial vehicles, especially big vehicles, over-the-road trucks again, I think for around-town delivery vehicles, battery electric works just fine. The vehicles go into basically a pen overnight. They can get recharged, and off they go the next day, and they don't have to put in big miles. But these big over-the-road semis and stuff, I can't see another solution other than, again, sticking with the fuels we have, which isn't necessarily a bad solution. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, it is interesting to think about how hydrogen could, you know, change over the trucking industry and not go fully electric with it. But, you know, look, I think that the technology is there. There are people that are, there are companies that have been able to work on this. I think it's a shame that if Symbio isn't able to find another partner, that this could go by the wayside. But I agree. I think hydrogen is probably the way to go for commercial trucking, over the road at least.
Yeah. I guess Stellantis has to consolidate its efforts too, and maybe this is just too far afield for them. Because they have enough issues, I guess, closer to home and trying to sort out all the brands that they have, including multiple brands here in the United States, some of which, like Chrysler, are just hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of vehicles on sale right now. Thankfully, I think for truck buyers and maybe even muscle car buyers, the V8 might come back and we're getting some more gas models from them. So, you know, they might be able to reignite some of that excitement from the brand, but they certainly haven't had that in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, we reported last week about the Wagoneer having new models, and maybe that'll kickstart some sales, but certainly they need more than that. GM is, I guess, reading the handwriting on the wall. They have switched EV production to gas at a key plant. It's Orion Assembly Plant. This was originally slated to produce electric vehicles, but now it's going to build gasoline-powered trucks starting in early 2027, and that's rolling right around. They will shift production to profitable models. Good idea. I think that makes a lot of sense in a business sense, right? Cadillac Escalade, Chevrolet, Silverado, GMC, Sierra light-duty pickups will be built there. Demand is weaker than expected for EVs. That's what GM has said. Hey, this isn't news that's just in. I'd like your reaction, Chris.
Yeah, they certainly weren't shy about saying why they were doing this, right? A lot of companies are like, oh, this is just normal business operations. A GM came out immediately and said, no, we're doing this because, you know, the demand is not there. I think they're also refitting or retrofitting the Spring Hill, Tennessee factory for some of the same stuff. So I think it's a smart move for them, but it just goes to show how volatile the EV demand is.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have invested $4 billion with a B in the Orion assembly plant, $480 million in state incentives. And I think the state was kind of wondering, hey, is this going to go away? It's not going to go away. And I guess those incentives will continue, even though this won't be for so-called clean energy vehicles. This will be for more conventional vehicles. They will continue battery module production at the plant. They still are supporting Factory Zero, which is in Detroit and Hamtramck. And they build the Silverado EV and Hummer EV, which basically you won't see in the wild. We're talking about the lack of sales of Cybertruck. I mean, those are proliferating.
I saw two Silverado EVs yesterday.
Ah, okay. Well, good for you, because I sure as heck have not seen any. But that's interesting. So there you go. it will be interesting to see what's going on. Well, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Made in America tour that we're embarking on. My wife and I have decided to visit a bunch of baseball parks, museums, national parks, and a bunch of stuff across the upper Midwest. We're involved in it right now. We're going Chicago, Milwaukee, Detroit, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. So you can imagine the kind of the interesting stuff we're going to see as we go across that Midwestern area. What's your take on that, Chris? Ever had the hankering to do something like that?
I have. One of the jobs that I had before I settled into this one was traveling the country and catering large corporate events in large cities everywhere, and ended up in Milwaukee and Chicago and everywhere else. And I love, didn't get to visit the museums and everything else, but I love that part of the country. I'm excited to hear your stories when you get back.
Yeah, it should be cool. We're going to see a lot of ball games. We're going to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We'll probably go to Greenfield Village in Detroit. We'll go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. I think we're going to see a football game there too. So, as a slight change from baseball, we're going to see one football game along the way, but I think we're going to see something like half a dozen baseball games. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I think it should be very, very cool.
It'll be a great trip. I love taking trips to see baseball games. It's one of my favorite things.
Yes, we will report on that, of course, here on America on the Road, and look for shorts that we're going to do, too, on our YouTube channel. Chris, tell us about the vehicle you'll be testing.
I drove the 2025 Hyundai Kona Limited all-wheel drive with the turbocharged engine. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
And I'll be testing the 2025 Volvo EX30. Seems like an old friend. We have a great guest for you, too, in Johnny Grunwald. So we have a terrific show lined up for you, and there's more to come. When we come back, we will be doing those road tests. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Jack Nerad back with you for road test time. We've got some really neat vehicles. I like the two vehicles we're testing this time around in our road test segment. And I don't know about you, Chris. I've always been a fan of the Hyundai Kona. I think it's an underrated vehicle. And I'm testing an old friend, the Volvo EX30. It's an old friend that seems new to the market. But tell us all about the Kona.
Yeah, I agree. The Kona is a great all-around vehicle. And I like it even more now that Hyundai has redesigned the styling, which happened, I think, in 23 or 24. Taking a step back, Jack, you can get into this vehicle for around $26,000. That's for the base SE trim. My limited trim with all-wheel drive and some options came out at around $35,000. I would probably go for the mid-range inline trim, which gives you the turbocharged engine, some more aggressive styling, but the price tag's around $32,000. So, Jack, what do you think of the Kona lineup and the performance and the styling?
You know, I think they've done a nice job with it. Like I say, I like that. I like that size of vehicle, too, and I think it's a very useful vehicle. Despite its relatively small size, it's really versatile, and I like that. And it's fun to drive. I think there's a lot of fun to drive in various versions, and it comes in various flavors, doesn't it?
I agree. Yeah, it is fun to drive. The standard engine is a 2.0-liter four-cylinder. It makes 147 horsepower and comes with a continuously variable transmission, which is not the most fun-to-drive combination of the lineup, but my test car had a turbocharged 1.6-liter four-cylinder with 190 horsepower, 195 pound-feet of torque. So a significant power boost for the turbo engine, and you get an 8-speed automatic transmission with it instead of a continuously variable transmission. So the driver engagement factor is there a little bit more. The thing I like about this engine is the turbo, it actually does make the engine feel very lively. The Kona feels energetic. It's like ready to go. And there's not a lot of turbo lag, although you're still going to take around 8 seconds to reach 60 miles an hour in this car. So not super fast. The engine can be a little loud. It is a little bit buzzy, so you get the vibrations inside the cabin and things. But I think that's probably to be expected for a budget-oriented vehicle like this. Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. And it's not onerous, right? I mean, it's not something that would put you off from buying the car. It's just not as luxurious as maybe a more refined, much more expensive vehicle.
Yeah, you can tell they saved some money on sound insulation, but it's not a terrible situation. It's absolutely a comfortable space. Fuel economy is also solid, too. Even with the turbocharged engine, you get up to 29 miles per gallon on the highway, making it one of the more fuel-efficient options in the class. Inside, it seats five people. Cloth upholstery is standard. My test car came with synthetic leather. Heated and ventilated front seats were also on board the limited trim. Jack, the front seats of this vehicle, I think they're extremely comfortable. The ergonomics are great. The layout is fantastic. Everything is right in within reach. Stepping back into the back seat, however, I found it to be short on legroom. For me, it's 6 feet with my driver's seat set up for a 6 foot tall driver. It was cramped. My daughter in her booster seat had no problem, but I think if you're riding with adults in the back, they're going to feel the pinch of the legroom eventually, especially on longer trips. And the back bench is kind of flat. I think, you know, I've talked about this before. I like bench seats with a little bit of shape and support, and this one does not offer all that great of a support. You get a 12.3-inch touchscreen and a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster in the limited trim. I think the lower trims come with an analog gauge cluster and a smaller display screen. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are standard. And Jack, I want to get your opinion on this. Hyundai's infotainment is every bit as simple and straightforward and easy to use here as it is in other vehicles. What do you think?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I think they've done a good job. And I think they've done a good job in not overcomplicating things. I think that's maybe one of its major strengths. It's very understandable. You can use it when you're driving, which is critical. I think a lot of these systems are just more complicated than they need to be and maybe to the point of almost being dangerous.
Yeah, some people will look at the simplicity and say, oh, it doesn't have the features or oh, it doesn't have this or that. But really, it has everything that the other systems have, but it's also easy to use, which makes it less distracting, as you said, while you're driving. So it helps out a lot. I get an 8-speaker Bose stereo in the limited trim and a sunroof also. And then, of course, Hyundai does a great job with advanced safety equipment. So there's blind spot monitoring, forward collision alerts, automatic emergency braking, pedestrian detection, the whole deal. Jack, I think even if you sprung for the top trim here, I mean, $34,000, $35,000 for an all-wheel drive vehicle with a turbo engine and literally packed to the gills with everything you can get in the car is not a bad deal at all. But if, again, I were buying this, I'd probably opt for a lower trim just to save some dollars.
Yeah. Well, I think Kona is something to look at. And again, I think it's an underrated vehicle. And I think a lot of people would find that a very useful and very cost-effective vehicle for them. Well, I'd like to talk about this 2025 Volvo EX30 Twin Motor Performance Ultra. It's a long name for a fairly short car. It seems like an old friend because I first drove this, boy, it seems like way over a year ago in Barcelona in Spain, when Volvo was about to introduce it, and then there was a big pause. And of course, this is a vehicle that's built in China, and that caused a giant furble and put a wrinkle in Volvo's plans, that is certain. But here it is, and it's a small electric SUV that tries to blend minimalist design, serious performance, and a relatively accessible price tag. We can talk about the price tag. You can decide whether it's accessible or not, depending on how you feel about that. It is an entry point to its to the Volvo electric lineup, so there's a lot to like about that. The vehicle we're driving is the only vehicle, only EX30 that I think is currently available in the United States. It's all-wheel drive, dual-motor powertrain, 422 horsepower. That's a crazy amount of horsepower, and it's crazy fast, too. 250 miles of range, which might have some people snickering a little bit. Maybe not Chris Teague, who understands that maybe that's just plenty of range and 300 miles of range isn't all it's cracked up to be. And then a sticker price that starts around $47,000. There's a lot to chew on there, but comment on anything there you want to, Chris.
The range is fine. I don't think that that is the problem. I think the problem here is the price, which Volvo promised initially to be much, 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 much lower than $47,000. But look, I don't think they can get that vehicle into the country for $35,000 at this point in time. So I hope they figure it out because I like the EX30.
Yeah, I mean, the as-tested price of the vehicle I had in my driveway was $48,395 with destination and options. Charging is good. It will go from 10 to 80% in under half an hour. That isn't the fastest of all time, and you have to find the right fast charger to do that, but that's pretty good. And I think 250 miles of range is probably just okay for this vehicle. The MPGE estimates from the EPA, I think, are maybe high, maybe not able to be met. 118 MPGE city and 99 MPGE highway. That seems high given what happens in the real world here. But this is a super quick car. It has things that are both delightful and then kind of raise questions. Let's put it that way to be nice. I'll tell you what's delightful is the acceleration and the handling of this thing. This will go 0 to 60 in 3.3 seconds, to 100 miles an hour in 8.6 seconds, and do the quarter mile in 11.8 seconds. I mean, Don Garlitz would, you know, love this kind of thing. I mean, that's kind of the superpower of this little car, isn't it?
Yes, because we all need sub 4 seconds, 0 to 60 times in our family crossovers. No, I think it's a great selling point. I mean, it's one of the things that people latch onto when they're talking about buying an EV. So, and it doesn't cost a whole lot more to get it to be that quick. So I think it's, go for it.
Yeah. It also handles predictably, and it's one of those electrics that doesn't feel like it's an electric. I didn't feel like the weight of the battery. It felt fairly light. It weighs 4,200 pounds, which is a lot for a vehicle of its length, but didn't feel that way. And then let's talk about the questionable stuff. And a lot of it just deals with ergonomics and everyday use of this thing. This is one of the vehicles that you don't start and you don't unlock. Well, I guess you unlock it. But it unlocks as you walk near it if you're carrying the key fob. It's not really a key fob either. It's a radio frequency, a near radio frequency kind of unlocking system. And then it also locks when you walk away, but you can't leave it open, which is kind of nice to do sometimes in your front driveway when you want to go back outside and put something in it. Or you can't lock it up immediately. What's your take on all that stuff? I mean,
I think those things are neat on the surface and on paper, and they actually may be, and they are neat, you know, in practice a couple of times I've driven vehicles like that. I think it presents an opportunity for things to go wrong, more opportunities for things to go wrong. And judging with some of the difficulties that Volvo had with the software for the EX90, they've had a lot of owner complaints about the car not starting, unlocking, and those sorts of things. I think it'd just be kind of a headache if it doesn't work right. There's so many things that can go wrong.
Yeah. Another thing, and I'm not sure how you feel about this too, Chris, but you can tell me, it has... the Tesla-like vertically mounted 12.3-inch touchscreen in the middle, there's no gauge cluster in front. I mean, talk about stark. You look through the wheel and there's literally nothing there in front of you except the windshield. So your climate controls, your navigation, and even things like adjusting mirrors and all of that stuff is in the touchscreen. And that's just kind of a, I don't know, I think it's a pain in the neck. I'd love to see some physical knobs and dedicated buttons.
It is interesting and maybe a little bit irresponsible for Volvo to do that, given that Hyundai, Volkswagen, and probably a handful of other automakers have said, look, sorry about all the touchscreen stuff. We're going to give you real buttons back now. I think people don't really love it. And for me, the big screens are fine, but I don't understand why we don't get a gauge cluster. It just feels like there's no benefit to getting rid of it other than cutting a few pennies.
Yeah, I don't get that either. The infotainment system does have Google built in. It's a good system. It works real well. And of course, you get Google Maps, even if you have not plugged your phone into it, and a lot of Android Auto-like applications and features. So that's good. And then there's a good Wi-Fi capability and those kinds of things. So there's a lot of tech forward stuff, but man, there's a lot of things that just are not particularly convenient. I love this vehicle in so many ways. I think it looks cool. I mean, it's has a lot of room for a vehicle this size. There's a ton to like about it. At the same time, it's close to 50 grand, and some things that just irritate me about it. Frankly.
Yeah, I'm rooting for it and for Volvo. So again, I hope they figure it out. Maybe moving the production to the United States would help. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, that would be a bad thing. I think they're moving some of the production of this to Europe. And depending on how tariffs work out with Europe, that might be a better bet. It's a cool car. And I think you had a cool car, too. I don't mean to beat up on the EX30 too much because I did like it a lot. There's just some things about it. Well, stay with us, and we will be right back with a terrific guest. Johnny Grunwald is an influencer and a spokesperson for Pennzoil. So stay with us for that. We'll be right back.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Kohl's friends and family, listen up, because this one's for you. Right now, you can take an extra 20% off during the Friends and Family sale. Save on summer must-haves for your home. Comfy everyday outfits for your family. Smart favorites for back to school, and so much more. Yep, it's your time to save. Shop Kohl's Friends and Family Sale today. Select styles. Offer ends July 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure. This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to America on the Road. Jack Nee Red back with you. We have a terrific guest for you, a really interesting guy, a car guy. I love describing guys as car guys, and you certainly qualify. Johnny Grunwald is a car guy, vehicle builder, car builder, influencer, about to attend NASCAR in Atlanta. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Jack.
Let's talk a little bit about how you got, you know, we all kind of have an origin story, right? How we got to be a car guy. I've been a car guy like forever. And I kind of remember what I did. I bought my first car at 15, kind of put it together, that kind of thing. Let's hear about your story. What's that entail?
Well, Jack, you know, I fell in love with cars as a kid. So naturally, I was fortunate enough to beg my parents to send me to go karting and have fun. And as soon as I was able to have a vehicle or make my own money, I fell in love with rotary engines. So I bought a Mazda RX-7 straight in high school.
Well, RX-7 is a cool thing to do, but not exactly a vehicle I think that's particularly easy for a neophyte mechanic to deal with. I mean, you kind of bit off a big one there. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, all my friends at the time, the JDM craze was booming and everyone was into Skylines, STIs, Evos. And I just wanted to be different because, you know, rotary engines, aside from operating differently, sound uniquely different, respond uniquely different. And I just wanted to fall in love with something unique that spoke to me. And it was a little bit more than I could chew. I've had my fair share of engines in the process learning, but I was definitely amazing experience.
Well, I was lucky enough to work for Mazda for a while.
No way.
Went over to Japan several times. My company car was an RX-7 back in the day. So that was a long time ago. Maybe before you were born, I'm not sure, but certainly a long time ago. But it was fun to do. So RX-7, and you kind of, you know, doing car guy stuff, right? I mean, when did you decide that this was going to be your vocation, not just your hobby?
Yeah, no. I really fell in love with Time Attack and motorsports, and I had a bunch of friends that work in the industry. And as I wrapped up college, I had the opportunity to intern for a race team called Harman Motive in Torrance, California. And it kind of cultivated my skills and got me to dip my toes into what high performance is and what's required out of these vehicles to maintain them and to go perform on the track. And from there, I was recruited to a specialist niche JDM tuning outfit called Bulletproof Automotive, where I became their project manager, managing all their car builds, customer client builds, so doing concept cars for Toyota and Nissan. And it kind of just changed my entire life. So many friends were falling in love with different things. And for me, car culture was just everything that I loved and I wanted to be involved with. And now also being young and having the opportunity to go to Japan and go to the Nissan Museum and see these legendary cars like Pennzoil's R33 and R34 GTRs, and to see JGTC race cars and grassroots car culture and see how that was evolving in the U.S. Now it's everywhere, but back then it was new and exciting. So it just took over.
Let's talk about car building, you know, building cars for individuals. It's got to be an interesting thing. And I guess everyone's a one-off. I mean, talk about that a little bit, what it's like.
Yeah, I mean, I think like cars are the ultimate, you know, form of your personal expression. Cars can be a part of your personality if you're loud and obnoxious, like some of my demo cars, or if you're subtle sleeper, or if you want more of a luxury high-end type of vehicle versus a raw performance vehicle, right? So I think getting to curate cars for my clients or for high-end clients doing concept cars has been kind of a fun journey, because it's like you're passing the ball to and from each other, getting to build something really special.
I bet it's really different working with an individual client than a big car company, a global car company. Is it, or is it kind of the same thing, but only different, right?
No, I think definitely it has its nuances. You know, some people have personal tastes that are definitely unique and personal to them versus a brand project that's like, man, you really want to leave a lasting impact that reaches so many people, right? in contrast to maybe a personal individual is like they only care about what they want and they're happy because it's a personal thing for them. So I love both aspects of creating cool car projects.
Do you have a favorite among the cars you've created? You just think, wow, I really nailed it with that one and I wish I owned that thing.
The Bulletproof Concept one that I did with Toyota and Scion for SEMA actually was invited to go to Tokyo Auto Salon exhibit from SEMA Show to Tokyo and was driven by a bunch of prestigious drivers in Japan, like Taniguchi-san, and it was featured in Option Magazine. That was really a groundbreaking project that kind of put my career on the map. And as a young car guy working out of my studio apartment, like, you know, before getting my garage and working for a shop, to be able to have a project that was that large that put me on the map to facilitate the rest of my career, that was totally a really special project. And we got to actually to pay homage to that with the giveaway car with Pennzoil this year, all those years later, 10 years plus later, and built the newest version of that car and gave it away to a enthusiast in Colorado. So it was kind of a full circle experience. But that was my favorite project.
Well, you mentioned Pennzoil. You're associated with Pennzoil, of course, and you're kind of living a life as an influencer now. What's that like? What is your life like day to day?
Day to day is it's always new and exciting. It's my fifth year as a brand ambassador with Pennzoil. I started off as an influencer, and now I get to mentor other influencers within the program. I get to drive race cars around the country, competing in grid life, and meeting other enthusiasts that have them and encourage them to follow their dreams. Pennzoil has really cultivated my dream life. You know, I get to travel to NASCAR, travel to drift events like Formula Drift. I get to maintain my cars, not only having cool Pennzoil demo race cars that run our, you know, ultra platinum engine oil, but also get to have fun meeting so many cool people. And I think it's like a dream come true, honestly, Jack.
Yeah. Very, very cool. We're in the midst of summer now. And, you know, summer for a lot of places, I grew up in Chicago, so you couldn't do much work in the winter a lot of times because your garage was just too darn cold. But this is a great time to do work in the garage. And I think a lot of people are working on their cars. What are some tips you have for folks just, you know, kind of fiddling around with their car in the garage or that toy car that they have?
Yeah, I mean, aside from having my crazy race cars, I also have my daily driver Ford Raptor, right, and my Audi Q5. So I think for anyone going on the road or generally for the summer, it's like always you have to check your oil level and condition. I mean, as you know, long drives and rising temperatures obviously can, you know, dilute that oil. So you want to have the maximum engine protection. So you should change your oil regularly, make sure it's up to the proper level. And obviously, take care of the tires, battery condition, you know, windshield wipers, overall being prepared in case anything happens along the road. But in general, like for me, engine oil, ultimate protection for your car, that's number one.
Yeah, I think engine oil is tops too. And I when you consider the cost of an engine versus the cost of you know, several quarts of motor oil, I mean, it's a big difference. So it kind of makes sense to use the best motor oil, doesn't it?
Yeah, and of course, and especially like, you know, if you're on the road and busy, you can always hit Jiffy Lube and get your oil changed, you know, get Pennzoil off the shelf right there. And also, like, as a DIY guy, aside from working on the race cars, I work on my own truck in my garage. And it's dope because I think right now there's a national promotion where if you purchase up to 10 quarts of Pennzoil, you can get like a $30 MasterCard or a virtual reward card, which is cool because it's an oil filter, that's more parts for your car. So it's kind of cool, like, the brand as a whole really understands DIY enthusiasts like myself and people who actually care and want to curate their car journey, right? So I think the whole spirit of Long Way We Drive is all about our personal expression, like I mentioned earlier, and how we curate our cars, and also is how we maintain our cars, right? We want the best stuff for our cars.
You mentioned the Long May We Drive content series that you're involved in. I've seen some of this content, pretty cool stuff, you know, very, very, you know, nicely produced. Tell us about that a little bit more.
Yeah, no, again, one of those dream projects, right? As a person from Los Angeles originally, the car culture there is so unique compared to anywhere else in the world, and I've traveled all over Europe, all over Asia. Nothing compares to Los Angeles, the real DNA of car culture. So getting to be featured in there and work on that crazy project, there's so many other crazy, awesome brand ambassadors and car meets and track events and things happening. And it's cool to showcase Pennzoil's immersion within that car culture and really put a spotlight on what makes all of us so special, you know? Just like you, Jack, talking to all your enthusiasts on the radio, to me on the road, I think that all of us have our own unique story, and it's really cool that Pennzoil's helped showcase that for us, at least.
it kind of binds us together, doesn't it? I mean, you can be rich or poor. I guess you have to have some wherewithal to at least afford a car. But, you know, the car culture is certainly crosses economic bounds, crosses races, crosses creeds, crosses everything. And it just kind
absolutely
of
everything.
Kind of a cement, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you really... You have to have Motorola in your veins, and you understand. I think it's unspoken connection, and so special. Doesn't matter what language you speak. Exactly, you hit the nail on the head. And like I said, I started from humble beginnings out of my studio apartment to now having, you know, my own shop and having a house. You know, we all start somewhere, and I didn't have all these cars overnight. It takes time to build your dream car, right? It takes time to work with these amazing brands. It takes time to be able to have a conversation one-on-one with you, Jack. So I think that especially in this modern era where we can have we're blessed by the power of the internet, we can showcase and tell our story authentically, who we are. It's really a special time.
Yeah, absolutely true. Do you have a dream car, you know, off in the future? You've kind of conceptualized that. You're lying in bed at 2 a.m. and you're going, man, I, you know, this is what I really want to do. I mean, if you do, tell us about that.
You know, Jack, I'm really fortunate right now that I have my three dream cars, my FCR X7 drift car, and my three-rotor FD drift car, and I have a Time Attack car that I compete in Grid Life that all run Penske with an W60, and I rip those cars so hard, and they're reliable. I really want a Datsun Roadster. A 1967 Datsun Roadster. You would think that, like, you know, all these people like exotic cars or like, you know, the JDMs at the moment. And I get that. But I'm going back to the old school roots. I want a nice classic 67 Roadster.
Yeah, well, I picture that. And I was around for that. I was around for the introduction of that, actually. So it excited me when I was a teenager. So I get where you're coming from there. That's very, very cool. Tell us quickly. I mean, we only have a couple of minutes left here, but tell us a little bit about what you're doing in drifting and other kinds of racing.
Okay, so at the moment, I participate in a series called Grid Life. Right now, I'm using my Time Attack car, which is my white two-rotor FDR X7. It makes 850 horsepower on a two-rotor, which is like three-rotor power. Really crazy. But I've been working on rotors so long, we've got it down to a science. So my next race is at Road America coming up July 26th through 27th. It's on live stream if you want to follow along and watch that. So I compete in that series in a class called Track Modern. Then I have my two other drift demo cars. So those cars will be used probably next year. I'm just doing the Grid Life series, just doing like fun exhibition stuff with those two cars. But at this year, I'm focused on Time Attack and hitting those podiums.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Well, I mean, I'm so glad we had a chance to talk with each other. I hope we can do it again. I hope you enjoy yourself there in Atlanta and check it out, what NASCAR is bringing these days. Kind of interesting stuff, I think, that they're doing. What do you think about current NASCAR?
You know, I'll be the first to admit it. I was never a NASCAR guy. And then by working with Penske, I have fallen in love with Joey Logano. He's the man. And just fall in love with NASCAR racing because I never knew how much, you know, discipline are required for that type of motorsport. And as a motorsports guy, you know, everyone thinks they have an assumption, a preconceived notion of what it is to drive a car a certain way. But those cars are fast. The downforce, all the engineering that goes into those cars, the steering geometry, everything to keep that car gripped up, it's pretty wild. And also seeing how Joey also respects other motorsports disciplines and goes out and participates too is really cool. So I've honestly fallen in love with NASCAR. So I'm hyped for the weekend.
Yeah, very, very cool. Well, Johnny Grunwald, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Pennzoil brand ambassador, among other things, and a great car guy. Great to talk to you. I hope we can do it again.
Jack, thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio.
The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back with you. It is listener question time on America on the Road. And of course, we love to get your questions, your comments. Send them to us at editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. This is from Willard in Interlochen, Michigan. Willard says this, I was talking to a salesman the other day, and he told me that some of the features I want aren't available now, but probably will be available as over-the-air updates. I'm not really sure of that. How do over-the-air updates actually work in newer cars?
So two things. Yes, there are features that can be added via over-the-air updates. There are refinements that can be issued. But none of those things are promised, right? Automakers roll out software updates as they see the need to do that, and they have a very long roadmap that they plan these things out on. So the specific feature you're looking for may or may not show up in a future update. I think that's the first thing. The second thing is, the over-the-air updates update technology features, so you're not going to see like new axles or brakes or things from software updates, but you could see varied drive modes, new drive modes, new all-wheel drive performance, new stereo features, new audio system features inside. I would say if it's a feature you can't live without, I wouldn't count on it coming, but it certainly would be possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it coming, and I wouldn't count on over-the-air updates being exactly as seamless as maybe they're touted to be in the showroom either. I mean, they've gotten a lot better, but I think we've had some issues with those. We've seen some issues with over-the-air updates in the past, and a lot of times people end up going to the dealer to get that sorted out. So I don't know that we're way ahead of the game on that. But well, that kind of wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. That is Only One Thing Stays the Same at Amazon. Look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on to others. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. You can even let just acquaintances know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, we're available as a podcast too.
We are. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the others. Like us, leave us a review, download our show, and all those things will help us out. And you can take us with you wherever you go.
We would appreciate your help, and we love the fact you're with us. We have YouTube and Rumble channels. Check those out. Please subscribe. Look for our auto show shorts on the Made in America tour. Thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. Most of all, we want to thank you for listening to America on the Road. You're the reason we do what we do. And we hope you join us again right here next time for another edition of America on the Road.